chapter 32. Most of the chapter we'll be skipping around, especially verses 1 through 4 of Exodus. Something that's kind of different that caught my eye. I've been studying for a long, long time on this, and there are several messages that God has showed me to spring from this. The ways of God and the works of God. Did you know there's a great, great difference between the ways of God and the works of God? I pray that everybody knows Jesus Christ this hour. I know that you, if I asked hands of anybody that don't know Jesus Christ today, I believe that everybody would say they know Jesus Christ today. I really do believe you would. But now, do you know the ways of the Lord Jesus Christ? You know His works, but do you know His ways? Well, there's a great difference. And the difference, I tell you, will change your whole life. It will change your attendance towards your church. It will change your attitude towards your family members and loved ones. It will change your attitude towards the Word of God. To know that there's something different about the ways of God. In this world that we live in, there are not too many atheists. There are not too many people say that I just don't believe there's a God. There's a lot of people that believes in God. But do you know the ways of God? You see, the nation of Israel was chosen by God, not because there was any greater than any other nation in the world, because God chose them to place His name on them, that through the nation Israel, that all the world may be blessed and all the world would come to know the ways and the works of God also. So the nation of Israel, whenever God chose them, chose Abraham, went into Egypt, come back out after several years, you know, and they went in with 70 people in that family, come up with about 2.5 million people whenever. God says, I've heard you cry and sent Moses to deliver the people. About 2 to 2.5 million people, what they believe, that come out of Egypt at that time. Now, these people that God has chosen now, for all these years, they knew the works of God. When God chose time to bring them out of bondage, He used plagues. He used those 10 plagues, miracles, signs and miracles for Pharaoh to release the people. All these Israelites, they saw the works of God in these 10 miracles. I mean, they knew there was a God different. Jehovah God was different than the Egyptian gods and all the gods of the world. They know the gods of the world could do what that God had done. They was in bondage and delivered them. They saw the works of God. But you see, after they was released from bondage of Egypt, they come up to the river. And they couldn't get past. They had Pharaoh on back of them. They had mountains on both sides of them. And they had that river in front of them, or the Red Sea. But you see, then God moved in again. Now, how in the world? No way possible for them to get through. They was going to get slaughtered. I mean, they was going to get killed. They had just saw the works of God in 10 great miracles. There's never been before on earth like it had been when God performed them. All those 10 plagues of Egypt, they saw that, every one of them, and they just marched right out there by that Red Sea, and they went into panic again after seeing what God had already done the impossible for them. They knew the works of God. They just saw that, but they didn't know the ways of God. They went into panicking. There was only one way out, and that was up. Moses looked up because he knew the ways of God, and the Red Sea opened up. And then as they walked around in the wilderness there, they walked up to Mount Sinai. About just a few months out of Egypt, they come up to Mount Sinai, and God was going to let them go right on into Canaan land, flowing with milk and honey, give them houses they did not build, and I'm going to tell you, vines that they did not plant, and I'm in a land that flowed with milk and honey. But you see, they started rebelling. Moses went up on Mount Sinai to get the Ten Commandments. He was gone for several days. Well, you know, they got to mumbling. What's wrong with this Moses? We hadn't seen him. He may be dead. We don't know. We need somebody to lead and guide us. We need somebody. We need another God. Oh, Aaron now, Moses' brother, He was a religious man, remember? Just because somebody's in a pulpit and got a Bible under their arm and on television don't mean they're going to tell you the truth. Aaron, now, listen, was Moses' brother. He said, give me your earrings. Give me your gold. I'll make you a god. And he made him a god of calf. You know, that's an idol. So they started worshiping this golden calf. At that time, Moses had the Ten Commandments. God was going to give them the law to live by. No other nation ever had the law of God, and God gave them the law to live by. Had these Ten Commandments wrote by the finger of God on the stone, you know, the Ten Commandments. And Moses saw what was happening before he got back down, and you know what? He was so discouraged. The rebellion of people, they was having a party, the good time, and sexuality of all different time, and he just, you know, just threw the stones down. God says, get back out of the way, Moses. I'm going to destroy this stiff-necked, ornery bunch of people for what they have done. Moses knew the way of God. The people just knew the work of God. He says, now, God, that's just not like you. God, that's not like you. And I pray now, don't destroy these people that you brought up, that you promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that you destroy them. You brought us this far and put your name upon them. Don't destroy these people. If you do, just write my name out of the book of life also. Moses had found grace in the eyes of God. He says, for your sake, I won't do this. For your sake, I won't do this. So he sent Moses back up on the mountain again to get two more tables of stone. And this is where we start at this morning, Exodus chapter 33. Just a few verses. And I want to show you the difference of Christian people, because the Bible said it's in the Old Testament, they are for our examples. These people, from 20 years older and older, that come out of Egypt, they died in the wilderness because they never knew the ways of God. They knew the works of God over and over and over again. And it is an example for any Christian today. Many a Christian is never going to know the ways of God. They know the works of God, but they never know the ways of God. They're going to die, and they're never going to reach the promised land. I'm not talking about heaven. Now, though, I'm talking about victory in Jesus Christ. See, crossing Jordan don't represent that we're going to heaven, because there'd be wars over in Jordan, crossing Jordan. That represents the victory in the Christian life that we live. There'll be no wars when we get to heaven. So crossing Jordan don't mean it's an example for us going to heaven, because these people was God's people. They was God's chosen people. Christians today, it's because they saved and they never experienced the ways of God, don't mean they're not going to heaven. If they're a child of God, they're going to heaven. But there's going to be a lot of things in this earth that they miss out on because they do not know the ways of God, and that is something very, very, very different today to understand that. That's what's wrong with most of our churches and most of our Christian people today, that they do not know the ways of God. Here's what it says. After this is all over with Moses, he said, Moses, get back up on that mountain again. And it says in verse 1 of 33, and the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought out of the land of Egypt unto the land where I swore unto Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, saying, unto the seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee. Now, I want to stop there for just a moment. These people had been so corrupt. They had disobeyed God so much. God says, I'm going to let you go into that promised land. I'm going to send you to that promised land, this nation. But I'm not going to go with you. I'll send an angel, but I'm not going with you. And I want to tell you what, the presence is not on a lot of Christians today. I will not go with you. I'll send an angel to guide you. I will drive out all the inhabitants of the Canaan. I'll give you unto this land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in the midst of thee. For thou art a stiff-necked, ornery, disobedient people, lest I consume thee in thy way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned. No man did put on his remnant. Let us pray at this time. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for the mirror of God's word. Father, you're shining into our heart this day. Father, I just ask each one of us here this day that we might search our heart through the Holy Spirit of God and see, do we really know the ways of God? We know the works of God. We know what you've done for us. But not only that, Father, our country is a nation of Israel. There's a many people in our country that knows, Lord, the works of God and how you have acted upon our country and kept our country safe. And Father, you have brought us this far because of your acts and because of your works, God, that you have done in the country here that we are living in. But Father, we have forgot your ways. We have moved far away from your ways. God, we need to come back to understand the ways of God. And Father, you're talking to your people. You're not talking to the nations of the world. You're not talking to the lost people. But you're talking, Father, to this congregation here this day. You're talking to God's people. Father, we just pray that we might get the message that you intend for us to have this day, the seriousness of what it is today, that we might know the ways of God this day. And these blessings we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Well, we would think that, you know, the ways of God and the works of God will be the same, but they're not. Israel found that out after those 40 years in the wilderness. You see, they could have just marched right straight on into Canaan land, but their disobedience caused them to walk around. God just guided them around and around and around until they all fell dead in that desert from the very 20 years old and older that come out of Egypt. They all fell dead but two, Joshua and Caleb, as honest one that knew the ways of God. The rest of them, they just died out there in the wilderness. And so many Christians think, boy, I'm saved, man, that's all it takes. I'm saved now. I know I'm saved. I've come down that church and I was baptized. I'm a member of this church and that church. And I'm going to tell you, you go back out and they don't never know the ways of God. They're missing out on everything that God intended for them to have in this life. And they go the direction that they went, they'll just die and they'll never know the great blessing that God intended for you to have this day. Because people don't know the ways of God. Christians this day, as we know the story, and how that Moses knew the ways of God, and the people just knew the works of God. Well, in Psalms 103, if you have got there yet, listen to what it says. He backs this up in Psalms 103 and verse 7. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts or his works unto the children of Israel. Moses might know the way of God, but the children of Israel just know the works and the ways because of their disobedience. How did Moses know this? Well, we have revelation or observation. Moses knew this by revelation, not just observing God. Not just observing what God had done. The nation of Israel observed what God had done. They was there and they observed all the plagues. They were there and they observed all the great miracles. They was there whenever God rained down manna from heaven. They was there when the water was bitter. They couldn't drink it. God made it, the Lord made it sweet. They observed the things of God. The nation of Israel, for all the 40 years, they observed and they observed and they observed the things of God. As people today, you observe the things of God. But by revelation, Moses knew the way of God. I want to tell you, if you make a deeper relationship than knowing the ways of God, it's going to have to be by revelation. It takes more than just reading the Word of God. It takes more than Bible study. It takes more than just coming once in a while. There's a dedication to God to know the ways of God, and He wants you to know His way. He's done everything that He can. You cannot know God's ways by reasoning. You cannot know God's way by studying. You cannot know God's way by research. It's only by revelation as God reveals Himself to you. By revelation. You meet people all the time that they know God by the observing. The Jews, whenever Jesus Christ was here on earth, they observed the signs, and they observed, you know, the very miracles that Jesus Christ done. But they did not know the ways of Jesus Christ. They knew who he was. And Moses knew the difference between the ways of God and the works of God. Moses, he was a man that knew God and knew the ways of God. Now it says there in this same chapter, verse 14 and 15 now, it says now, and he said, my presence shall go with thee. Moses had intercessed for these people and prayed. He said, God, if I'm not going to go, you call me to be the leader. And if you're not going to go with me with your presence, send me not. And he says, you know what? In verse 14, and then he said to Moses, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry me not up hence. Moses said, if you ain't going, I ain't going. But don't settle for anything less. Don't settle just knowing the works of God. But we need the presence of God. If anything we ever needed before is understanding the presence of God, we got to have the presence of God. There's two levels of knowledge in God, and that's his ways and his works. Moses knew the way, but Israel knew the works. When you know the works of God, that means you know what the works of God, you know what God does. We're familiar with what God does. He heals people. We're familiar with that. But how about knowing the ways of God? Knowing the ways of God, that means you know God. Not just about God. One's by observation, and other's by revelation. A personal relationship, intimacy relationship with Jesus Christ. Moses, God says, you called me to be a leader, now I want you to be with me. Understand the ways of God, I'm going to tell you, will transform your life this day. And just to know him, just to know his works, you will be an immature baby Christian. Just to know the works of God. It's only by revelation, not by observation. The difference between the ways and the works of God, as I said, God said, I show my ways to him, but to all these people, they just know my works. Well, to start with, see, there's a difference then between rest and just collapse or relapse. That's what we're at, most people today, they just have relapse. They just fainted, give out, quit on the job, quit going to church, quit doing this, quit doing that. They don't have the rest of God because they don't know the ways of God. They don't serve God because what's happened to them? They have just relaxed back. They don't know the peace and don't have the peace of God because they don't know the ways of God. We have that so much that they cave in and not able to carry the load of God. Moses, when you understand the ways, you're going to know the rest of God. He gives us rest. In Hebrews chapter 3 and several verses there, it says, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart in the proclamation, in the days, temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works, they saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved at that generation. He says, your fathers tempted me. They saw my work for 40 years. It's in the scripture. 40 years they saw my work. This generation. And they also said, after seeing all the great miracles that the nation of Israel saw for 40 years, God says, they do always err in their heart and they have not known my ways. You know them for 20 years now. How long have you been saved? 20 years now. How's your attendance? How's your obedience to God? Are you where you ought to be with God today? 15 years, you've been saved, 25, 30 years, 10 years, what? How is your obedience to God? These people were with God for 40 years, and God says they do not know my way. They always err in the heart because they know my works, they've seen it. I'm going to tell you, God has been with you. I'm going to tell you, God has blessed you. He brought your kids back from the hospital. He said when there was no hope, I'm going to tell you what, God moved in and healed that person. I'm going to tell you, you had that problem in your life. It didn't look like there was no way you was going to be able to do it. You was just going to cave in. There was no way. But yet God brought you out time after time after time after time after time. You know the works of God, what God has done in your life. And yet, where are you at today? Has it called you to want to serve God more than you ever served it again? Have it called you not to never want to miss a great blessing of God and not being at God's house and doing what God has called you and serving God? If it has, you know the works of God and you don't know the ways of God. They died in the wilderness. They died in the wilderness. They was miracle mongers. Today, people think, buddy, if I could just see the works of God and all the miracles, buddy, I tell you, that's all I'd need. If you could just see the miracles of God. People's looking for miracles today. If I could just see the miracles of God, man, that's all I need. 40 years and they was wrong. God said, I was grieved at that generation. They have not known my ways. They have not had this rest. And the rest is the finished work of Jesus Christ. They was not free. They keep on struggling in their life. They just relax back into their old strength with no rest. You know, to know Him is to love Him, and to love Him is to trust Him, and to trust Him is to obey Him, and to obey Him is to be blessed. That's what God's talking about. Israel saw the work, all these plagues. He saw all the Red Sea opening up. They saw all these great things, but you see, that's all they saw today. That's all people see is the work of God. Man, we have a drought. Boy, we really need some rain. We really need some rain. We really need some rain. But everything's drying up out west. When God sends some rain, you know, all they see is the work of God. They don't see the ways of God. 9/11, we just celebrated that all years ago. 9/11, what happened? But you know what God done? He moved in. You know what? We went over there and the missiles went to flying. You know, when we just whipped that bunch of, you know. And man, they said, you know what? Look what our great general's done. They knew the works of God, but they didn't know the ways of God. And we just relapsed right back in the same old pattern we was before. They didn't know the ways of God. And I want to tell you right now with all the power I can muster up, that is exactly what's wrong with your family. That's exactly what's wrong with you. That's what's wrong with this church. That's what's wrong with this nation. We do not know the ways of God. We see what God has done for this country for over 200 years. And I'm going to tell you what, we have forgot the ways of God in the generation that I'm living in right now. Our forefathers knew the ways of God. They knew that it was not our military power and our strength that brought us safely home and won the worlds, World War I and II and right on. They knew that it was not our power. It was not the men on foreign battlefields. It was the ladies, the mothers, and I'm going to tell you, the wives was on their knees praying for their sons and their husband and praying for God to move upon this country and give them the power of victory in the name of Jesus Christ. We might serve free here in this country. Because they knew the ways of God, and we have forgot the ways of God. You want the works of God in your life, but you don't want the ways of God. That's where we at as a nation. We watch all the elections that you want to. A bunch of those, I don't know what to call the names, want to vote that we couldn't have God on our platform. Want to vote that we couldn't say God or Jerusalem. I got news for that bunch. God ain't nowhere around them no way. Whether they say God or not. Because they don't know the ways of God. If they did, they wouldn't be having this homosexuality on their platform. They wouldn't have abortion on their platform. They wouldn't have all this other stuff on their platform if they knew anything about the ways of God. God says, I'm going to really get you now. This generation has really worried me. Well, Intimacy or infatuation. That's the difference between the ways and the works of God. In verse 11, it says in the same chapter, "And the Lord spoke unto Moses face to face as a man speaking unto his friend." Would you like for him to be speaking to you that way? Would you like to be on that turn with Jesus Christ and he might call you friends? You see, others didn't know God intimately like him. They just knew him by infatuation. Infatuation. You know, sometimes these young boys and young girls, they meet each other and they call it puppy love. And a lot of times they get married and wind up in a dog style. You understand that? A lot of men has married a dimple and found out they had married a whole woman. You married a whole person. Infatuation. And it's not love. You can't love someone until you know their ways. You know their ways. Same thing with God. The reason that people don't get blessed as Christians is because they're not obedient. Why don't we obey Him? Why don't Christians obey God? You know exactly what you're supposed to do. You know what God has commanded you to do, but you will disobey God and you expect God to bless you because you know the works of God, not the ways of God, and because we don't trust God. We don't trust God. We don't love Him like we should. When you love someone, you trust someone. I trust my wife. I know my wife. To know God is to love God. And to see what God will do is just infatuation. Same with Israel and all these miracles, all their mumbling, same thing. God's work, they didn't know His ways. Now the reason that some people come to church, you know, sometimes churches, you know, they just come to go to growing, you know, and they want to come in, they come there, the church is just a growing and people just to come in, and you know what happened is they want to be part of it. What God's are doing, but you see, they want to jump on the bandwagon instinct for right then. After a while, they're gone. Because, you see, they were seeing the work of God, but they weren't seeing the ways of God. They weren't seeing the ways of God. Same thing whenever Jesus Christ came. Jesus Christ, the first miracle He done was, you know, John, yeah, He turned and water into wine. Man, they saw those works. They said, boy, we like that now. We like those miracles now. John chapter 2 and verse 23 says, "And when He was in Jerusalem at the Passover, at the feast day, about 3 years later, many believed in His name when they saw the miracles which He did." They saw what Jesus Christ did, His works. They believed in Him. No, they was not saved. John 2 and 24, the next verse it says, "But Jesus did not commit Himself unto them because He knew all men." He knew they saw His works. They knew that what they wanted was these miracles, but they did not know Him. Infatuation. Miracle mongers. And then the difference between being a teacher or a testifier. When all you see is the works of God, it will make you a testifier. A testifier. You know, a few years ago, there was a man down there in Brunswick. He was running a crusade. I don't remember what the man's name was. About 10 years ago, some of y'all might hear about it. He'd go down there preaching, and they said that gold flakes would just fly off of him. Y'all remember about that? Gold flakes just fly off of him. Man, there was people running down there. I don't know how many weeks, 6, 7 weeks, they just kept on, man, this thing. Ooh, the Holy Spirit said, ooh, I mean, a gold flake flying off of him. I heard one lady said she come back with a gold tooth in her mouth. Man, he was the greatest thing in the world all these years. All these miracles he claimed he was performing. You know what they did? They was testifying. Man, you were to go. Man, these gold flakes flying off of him. Testifying was all they could do. That's all. Now, the Jews gave the testimony of what God had done. They saw His works like no other. But they couldn't be teachers of it. Because they didn't know the ways of God. You know what? Jesus Christ, whenever He healed that man been born blind, and the Pharisees, you know, they wanted to test this man. Who done this to you? Who healed you? Was he a sinner? Then this man gave his testimony in John chapter 9 and verse 25. He said, "He answered and said to these Pharisees, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. But one thing I know, that whereas I was blind and now I see, he gave a testimony of what Jesus Christ done for him, because he knew the works of Jesus Christ. But if you would have come back 20 years later, and that's all he could still tell you that he could see now, he would still be a testifier, but he would not be a teacher, because he didn't know the ways of God. He knew the works of God. Just because you see miracles and what God has done for you, I'm going to tell you, you need to know the ways of God. Now, if someone was rolled down here in this wheelchair and couldn't walk, they couldn't walk, and everybody in this building knew that person had been in the community now for all these years in this wheelchair, twisted legs, could not walk. Not just myself, but I just say, hey, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And that person got up out of that wheelchair, kicked that wheelchair off, and went and running up and down these aisles. I'm going to tell you, next Sunday, there would not be enough room to even park cars around this area, much less seated in this place here. Because people want to know the work of God. They're not interested at all in the ways of God. They're not interested in the ways of God. They want to see these miracles. You think miracles are all you need. They had miracles then, and they was lost. People saw the miracles of Jesus Christ. They were like miracles in other self. They're not. Jesus never performed miracles for anybody to be saved. That was not the point of miracles. Authenticate who he was. That's what the miracle was all about. Well, you know, out in the wilderness, whenever they had panic. You remember this movie, Ten Commandments? Charlton Heston, that Ten Commandments, old movie. Man, it showed the children of Israel coming up there to the Red Sea, and the Pharaoh back of the mountain on this side, and the Red Sea there. Man, boy, they just went into panicking, didn't they? They just went to panicking. They panicked because they did not see no door open for them. They'd already, as I said, they'd already seen all the works of God, but they couldn't see a door open. No door. Moses did. It was God. Opened up the Red Sea. Opened up the Red Sea. He controlled that. Knowing the ways of God, I'm going to tell you, but you really need to know what God is up to. And our country has already said, knowing the ways of God. When we know the ways of God, bad news will become good news. Lift up your head, for your Redeemer draweth nigh. Different between now, one more thing. We have here this beautiful, beautiful intercessory, our interest. What does that mean? The ways and the works of God. People wants to know. There are a lot of people interested in what God does. Did you see what God done? Just like I said with this man, if he was here today, he just got up and walked. Did you see what God done? He healed that person. That would be very interesting. And they'd have a lot of sick people about here next week, whether you think not. Because they was interested in the works of God, and they was not interested in the intercession with God as the ways of God. Now, as we see this, in Genesis, we know that God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, but Abraham knew the ways of God. Not only Moses, but Abraham knew the ways of God. Lord, it's not like you to destroy the righteous with the wicked. Abraham says, now, intercession prayer, the 50 righteous, would you do it? No, 40, 20, 30, would you do that? He sent angels in there to get old righteous Lot out. We say, we just pray a lot of silly prayers because we don't know the ways of God so many times. Nation of Israel. Out there in the nation of Israel now, out there in the desert, mumbling, complaining, and groaning, God sent fiery serpents to bite the people. When there was no cure, when they was bit, they was dead. What in the world are we going to do? There's snakes everywhere. There's snakes everywhere. Moses, God, what are we going to do? Kill these snakes. Pray, let's pray that God kills these snakes. Kill all these snakes in the wilderness. They knew the work of God. Moses, take a brass serpent and put it on a pole and walk through the mist. Don't kill the serpents. He said just one look is all it took. Because he knew the ways of God, and only the people knew the works of God. And I want to tell you, we're not very far from that same thing. We want things changed. And I got to thinking about this a whole lot. We got to think about this thing a whole lot. To look at this, what God's done. Here's the answer. The cross. Kill the snakes. God, we'd like for you to stop abortion in our country. Stop that party that's pushing abortion. We'd like for you to stop this homosexuality in our country that you destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for. And trying to tell the people and our kids in school that we come from a monkey or an ape and you act like one. God, we want you to stop this. We want to stop the Muslims from tearing up our country and trying to kill everybody. God, we want you just to kill the devil. You know what God's coming back and answering? Whenever I think about God, stop this, stop this, stop this, stop this. You know what God's coming back? Lift up my son, Jesus Christ. When I'm lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. When I tell you, whenever that person accepts Jesus Christ, whenever we do our job, and we should be doing it, God has called us to do as a church, we won't have to worry about the homosexuals. I'm going to tell you what, they'll be saved and they'll no longer be a homosexual. These Muslims are trying to kill the what we call ungodly, they call ungodly people, us. When they Muslims get saved, and they do get saved, they'll no longer want to kill you anymore. They'll be your friend and brother. What happening across the water, what's happening now in these nations across the sea, you know what they need? They don't need more military power. They need Jesus. That's God's answer. Man's answer is war. God's answer is Jesus. Because there'll be no peace if the Prince of Peace comes. Oh, and glorify his son. You see, Saul of Tarsus was wrecking and making havoc of the church, putting Christians to death, and they prayed, oh, listen, let's God kill this man Saul. Kill this man Saul. Strike him dead. But you see, there were some people that knew the ways of God. God said, no, I won't strike him dead. I'll strike him alive. Saul become Paul, one of the greatest Christians that wrote most of our New Testament Bible. Because someone knew the ways of God and not the works of God. We want to kill somebody. Speak. Speak. God spoke to Moses face to face. Would you like to be in a relationship like that? Moses knew the ways of God. Observation or either revelation? By spending time knowing him. Knowing this works. You see, you got to be with somebody and spend some time with somebody. Curtis Sinclair. I know Curtis Sinclair. He's a farmer, grew corn, cotton, tobacco, soybeans, cows, know his family. He had a 50-year wedding anniversary, and I know the works of Curtis Sinclair, but there's one sitting inside of him knows the way of Curtis Sinclair. Because you got to live with somebody before you know their ways. Just knowing about somebody, you will never understand or never know their ways. And that is the same it is with God. You might know about him, you might know the works of God, but you will never know him until you spend time with that man called Jesus. You know, many people is going through the sorrow and death and situation, you see, and they need the presence of God. That's what I pray for. Because that changes everything else, is the presence of God. When Noah built that ark, there was a door in that ark. And God says to Noah, come thou and thy family into the ark. And it says that God shut the door. There was only one way to look up, and there was a window at the top. The door belonged to God, and he opens and closes doors, but the window belonged to Noah. Only way he could do was look up. And for I tell you today that God opened the door. And when he opens the door, no man can close the door. When he closes the door, no man can open the door. But there's a window. and that winter belongs to you, because that winter is up. God says, I want you to know my ways. I want you to know my ways. I can keep on going. A lot of things that we say we need, we do, and what we ought to do, God says, no. Just lift up my son, Jesus Christ. Having a problem in your family? Lift up Jesus Christ. Well, I'll not say that I don't have to have counsel, but that's good, but lift up Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. God says, just lift up Jesus. As we come now with a song of invitation, I said, I know that God has visited every heart here this day. I'm going to tell you, if you really want to know the ways of God, you can. But it's not by observation, it's by revelation. And these things that I've told you this morning, I tell you, you need to keep them deep into your heart. Because there's a lot of Christians will never, ever understand the ways of God. Because they do not spend time with God, and they are no other way. It is a choice for you. You can die in the wilderness, not talking about going to heaven or hell. You can die in the wilderness, or you can go into the land of rest. It is your choice to choose the revelation of Jesus Christ.